This week is National Vegetarian Week, so if there's any time in the year to have a little think about what you're eating, potentially the meat or fish that you maybe eat, or possibly what flavours out there you have never experienced before but you should, this week is the one to do so. And I have special guest in the studio, Kath from Harrogate Fuel Mule. Hello, Kath.
Hello.
Now, vegetarianism is a speciality of yours, but what does Harrogate Fuel Mule do?
So Fuel Mule is all about vegetarian and vegan prepped meals. So the business was created really from what I saw as a perceived gap in the market around Harrogate and Harrogate postcodes. For people who lead really busy but healthy lifestyles, and was also aware of the vegan trend particularly that was growing, and plant-based eating, which is quite mainstream now, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
So that's really where it started. So fuel being food for energy, and the mule bit is the delivering things for people, mm-hmm. but actually people can collect meals as well. It's really nutritious, and I do look at the amount of protein that goes in the food particularly, and a lot of people who are interested in fitness have their eye on such things, mm-hmm. But it is calorie rich and it's filling.
Now, there must be some people, Kath, who are hard to crack when it comes to eating a vegetarian or vegan diet. Yeah. And I know that you're quite keen on there not being that pressure associated with it, because I once tried to be a vegan for a month, pretty much did it, but there was kind of this psychological pressure of if you dip out of it, you failed as a vegan or failed as a vegetarian.
Yeah.
And that's kind of something that you're quite keen that that's not the case.
I'm so glad you mentioned this. This is a really, really important thing to me. I'm really happy a lot of my customers are not vegetarian or vegan. They just choose to try different foods, which is amazing, because we're lucky, aren't we? There's a lot of choice in our country. We're absolutely spoiled. But I just think it's amazing if people, maybe some people that are customers, choose to go meat-free during the week. And for various reasons, sometimes it's health, sometimes it's just that they want to try something different. So yeah, I think that's, you've nailed it there for me, because I'm not precious about what people eat. I just want people to really enjoy whatever they choose and to try different. We all like different things, and there's probably some things on my menu that some people think, oh, I would never touch that with a barge pole.
We've got possibly one of those people in the studio, haven't we? So we would like to welcome John. Hello, John.
Morning, Beth.
Now, you are from the Stray FM sales team, and you are, well, how would you describe yourself diet-wise?
Meat and potato man.
Meat and potato.
Or if it's,
I love that.
Pastry, if it's a pie,
yes.
If it's a steak, lamb chops.
Okay.
I couldn't
we
be more polar
on,
opposite.
John.
So how do you feel then about the fact that Kath from Harrogate Fuel Mule is about to give you some food that is entirely vegetarian? Some of it is also vegan.
It's a little bit daunting.
Yeah.
It's something which I wouldn't normally try, but knowing Kath, I have tried a couple of her meals in the past and I was surprised.
Well, should we put that thing to the test? I have some forks here. Kath, what have you brought in? And you guys need to have a bit of a try and see how we feel about this food. It looks gorgeous, by the way, for the purposes of radio.
Thank you very much. So the first thing, should we go in gently with John? So a good old favourite... a macaroni cheese.
Okay, so this is vegetarian, not vegan, obviously, because of the cheese.
It's vegetarian with the cheese, that's right, Beth. And to give it a little bit of something special, it's made with some truffle oil. And we've got some good old-fashioned English mustard to just bring out the flavour of the cheese sauce. Ooh, please do.
Oh. I've had this before, and it's I do like it. But macaroni cheese
is really
one
good.
Of my favourites.
Yes, results.
I do love macaroni cheese.
Now, we started John off easily with macaroni cheese from the Harrogate Fuel Mule. Let's move to the other thing that you've got here, which, just to picture it, it's in the same kind of ready meal style pot, but you've got two sections. One of it looks like brown rice. The other side of the pot is bright, ready pink. What is that?
Well, let's...
John's already tucking in. Do you want to know what it is first, John? You're just going for it?
I'm going to go for it.
Just going for it. Okay.
That's actually nice. You see, I would avoid anything like that, especially brown rice. Just because to me, brown rice is something which is just too healthy.
So the red stuff, the pinky red that John and Beth have tucked into, and John is enjoying as well, which is just amazing. It's jackfruit. So you can buy jackfruit in a tin, and jackfruit takes on lots of really interesting flavours. So I've made it into a chilli. So it's in a tomatoey sauce, and the reason that it's quite a vibrant colour is because it's got freshly cooked beetroot in. So it's beetroot that's not preserved in vinegar. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a little bit of fresh coriander leaf.
Now we've finished the savouries, we've also got a brownie. What kind of a brownie is this, Kat?
This is, it's one of our best sellers, actually. It's chocolate orange brownie.
Oh.
It's got no egg in because it's vegan, but it's got stewed apple in, so it gives it a nice moisture. It's actually more like a cake, isn't it, John, than some of the brownies that you can buy. It's got a hint of orange from orange oil in it, vegan chocolate, and it's got some walnuts on, again, to give it a little bit more protein.
Go on, with your mouth full, John.
It's
sum
good.
It up.
It's good.
It's good. It is really good, moist. Isn't it?
Yeah. I've enjoyed it a lot more than I thought I would. I think it's, to me, it's something where I'm not sure I would change, but it's something that I would now think more about.
Yes.
I guess that's part of what we mentioned earlier, that don't put that pressure on yourself. You don't have to be vegetarian 365 days of the year, or vegan. You know, if you want to dip and dive and do a 50%, that's absolutely fine. So maybe, John, you'll do 90% meat, 10% vegetables now.
It is. I'm really impressed with it. It's completely different to what I thought the taste would be.
So how does it work then, Kath? If somebody wants to have some of these meals, either delivered to their house, I think you deliver in the Harrogate area, or they can come and pick it up from from your kitchen.
That's right.
How do they get started with the Harrogate Fuel Mule?
Okay, well, I've got a website, which is harrogatefuelmule.com. It will show you the menu, and then you need to go to order online, and hopefully it should be a matter of just clicking.
Okay. This is all about loving Vegetarian Week, not just this week, but all year round, however you choose, bits and bobs or all of it. So, Kath, thank you so much for coming in from the Harrogate Fuel Mule. And, John, thank you very much, and I feel like congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Beth. Thank you, John.